Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, thanks very much, PJ Elliott. Good to have you with us right here on this holiday Monday, President's Day Monday. In for the Junks on the Fan, radio.com. 910 The Fan in Richmond, 105.1 on the FM dial, as well down in Norfolk and Virginia Beach, 850 AM and 96.5 FM. No NBC Sports Washington today. They'll return with the Junks coming up at 6 AM live on Tuesday morning. Sean Summers on the other side of the glass. Hollywood Nick Ashew is in the building. Television's Nick Ashew, after a sabbatical of 4 days. He needed a little bit of rest. He needed to make sure that he was fresh and prepared for today's radio extravaganza. I'm sure he found a way to go to Turks and Caicos in between his last television show. Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I'm such a jerk. I am such a jerk. I knew that was coming. Poor guy. He can't even prep. We're just having a good conversation during the top of the hour. I haven't seen my boy in a while. I'm just relentlessly busting his onions. I can't stop. There's just, like, people see me and they just want to, you know, harass me and make fun of me and whatever. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is. I just can't stop making fun of Hollywood. I just can't. Or poking the bear. I just can't. It's television's Nick Ashew. Sorry, it's not Hollywood Nick Ashew anymore. It's television's Nick Ashew. You can see him on NBC Sports Washington each and every weeknight. On his couch, in his living room. There you go. All right. So here's the deal. Here's what I wanted to get into. We're going to get into the Redskins in a little while. We're going to get into the NFL in a little while. We'll circle back on the NBA All-Star Weekend and everything in between and some of the XFL stuff. But here's what I wanted to get into. If this were the Washington Nationals, if the Washington Nationals essentially swapped spots with the Houston Astros, meaning the Nationals won the World Series in 2017 instead of 2019, right? If the Nationals were the one that were the ones that were cheating, if it was the Nationals essentially just swapping spaces with the Astros, what would your reaction be? Around here, in Nationals country, what would your reaction be? Now, again, it's a pure hypothetical. But I have a feeling that Astros fans now and Nationals fans under my hypothetical scenario of the Nationals were the team that was cheating, right, and got busted and had won a world championship and was facing all this scrutiny. I have a feeling that Nationals fans, knowing how fickle they are when you even criticize them, would be just absolutely indignant. Like, plenty would be critical of them. Would be, you know, hey, they shouldn't have done that. They should pay the price. You know, why were they doing that? All that stuff. But do you think Nationals fans would be advocating for their World Series championship to be stripped? Do you think Nationals fans would be advocating for a championship banner or flag or to be taken down, for rings to be taken away, for playoff shares to be stripped, for asterisks to be put in place in the record books. Again, you might think if this was the Nationals, and again, this is a weird hypothetical, right? Because I'm not trying to cause any problems. I'm just saying, if this was the Nationals that were the Astros, I think people around here would have a much, 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 much different view than we do of the Astros, if that makes sense, which I believe it does. If it was the Nationals, again, people would absolutely be critical of them. How could they do this? Boy, that really not a smart thing to do. All that stuff. There would be a disappointment level that probably, maybe, it would have led to Mike Rizzo at this point being fired. Davey Martin, you get my point, right? But I absolutely think that fans of the Astros currently, and under my would-be hypothetical swapping places scenario, fans of the Washington Nationals would be very, 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 very hesitant to strip them of everything, to demand that they give back their World Series share, banner, money, flag, everything, memorabilia, all of that. Look, people, that's not going to happen. And it probably shouldn't happen, despite the fact that they cheated and broke the rules and broke the law. We'd all like in a perfect society. I shouldn't say they broke the law. They broke the rules. There's a difference between breaking rules and breaking the law. We'd all like in society everything to be on the up and up. We'd all like everybody to be honest. We'd all like everybody to be filled with integrity and the highest level of character. And 99% of us are majorly flawed. Majorly flawed. Maybe 1%. Maybe, have minor flaws, but in some way, shape, or form, 99% of us, in my opinion, are majorly flawed. But I really, 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 really think that if this was the Nationals, the tone would be so different, not nationally, but the tone around here would be so different. The tone that I see on Twitter would be so different, right? It almost seems like people are celebrating, and as well they should, the Nationals, even with the Astros allegedly cheating, even with the Astros allegedly doing all this stuff, right? I still think Nationals fans, again, if this was the Nationals, would say, bad mistake, we're disappointed, we still love you, we still earned it. We still had to go out and beat Clayton Kershaw. We still had to go out and beat Cody Bellinger. We still had to go out and beat, you know, right? It's the same people that say, well, Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Roger Clemens and Sammy Sosa. And Sammy Sosa. Yes. He was once called Sammy Sosa. And Mike McGwire. He was also called Mike McGwire. All did it and all accomplished what they did. Rafael Palmeiro. All accomplished what they did on the up and up. Right? I mean, again, you can, in my opinion, if you're an Astros fan, the reality, You cannot defend anything your team did. Nothing. Now, you can advocate for the penalties to not be any harsher than they already are. And oh, by the way, also this. Let's stop acting like Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball did nothing here. They didn't punish the players. They should have. They gave immunity to the players. They didn't get enough information, in my opinion, from the players to make it worth it. But the notion that they didn't punish the Astros, could they have done more than they did? Sure. They could have fined the Astros $10 million. They could have taken 6 draft picks away. The notion that they did nothing to the Astros is absurd. Trust me. Trust me. Not the money, the picks for over the next 2 years will very much hurt the Houston Astros. Will very much hurt the Astros. And there's nobody that should tell you otherwise. So the Astros were punished here. But going back to if it was the Nationals, you guys, I think, would be, those of you that are Nationals fans, would be advocating, you guys would be shaking your finger and saying, you shouldn't have done that. You're wrong. You let us down. Disappointing. You should have played the game with integrity and honor and this all. I'm not saying that you guys would absolve them completely. But I really don't believe if it was the Washington Nationals accused of this and found guilty of this, I really don't believe that so many people in this area would be on their soapbox advocating for them to be stripped of their title, the banner, the playoff shares, the jerseys, the memorabilia, the name, all of that stuff. I really don't. I could be wrong, but I know this fan base for all of these teams pretty well. 12 years, 13 years of living here, 10 plus years of doing sports talk radio just on the local airwaves. I know how soft we are as a fan base. I know how much you guys like to defend teams from criticism. So I do believe that you would have, again, said, you know what? You shouldn't have done that. But players be players, man. Let's move on. You can't prove it. We don't know how much they cheated and how much effect it had. So, because we can't prove it, because it wasn't in the commissioner's report, we can't prove it, and therefore we can't allege it. That's how the response would be. Because I guarantee you, if you were listening on Sports Radio 610 down in Houston, which you can on the radio.com app, by the way, I guarantee you that's the response down there. I guarantee it. Hey, our guys shouldn't have done what they did. They were wrong. But don't you dare take the title away. Don't you dare start lifting banners, taking down flags, and all sorts of signage, asking for rings and World Series. No way. Don't you dare. I guarantee you. 800-636-1067. I've got to take a timeout because A, the clock says I need to. And B, because my throat is absolutely on fire. I apologize for struggling through the last couple of minutes of this segment. Hopefully, I'll get it better when we return. Right here, Chris Russell for the Junks on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I heard Kurt Suzuki's comments also saying, yeah, they were cheating. So you guys now, all the players now, are above the lawyers that MLB is using, above the commissioner's report. Like, seriously, bro. Like, the commissioner's report clearly says in 2019, nothing happened. Just straight up baseball player with talent playing the game of baseball. And you had the audacity to tell the reporters that, yeah, they were cheating. Because we heard the whistles. The fans whistle in the game. The fans are whistling all the time in the game. What does a whistle mean? So don't go out there and tell reporters that we were cheating. And don't go above MLB, the investigation, the lawyers, the report, when obviously there was nothing going on. Oh, and they won the championship. And he's still talking about that? Enjoy your ring. Enjoy your teammates. Enjoy what you guys accomplished. Congratulations to you guys. You guys played better than us. That was it.
All right, that's Carlos Correa with Ken Rosenthal wagging his finger at Kurt Suzuki. There was a period of time, Friday, where Carlos Correa was about the only Astro that was talking reasonable and being honest and revealing and was not getting bashed upside the head. All of a sudden, then Carlos Correa decided to take on the entire world to defend his team and his teammates, which, listen, is his right to do. Okay? Carlos Correa and the Astros are not the first people accused of doing something nefarious to say, I didn't do it. We didn't do it. How dare you? How dare you say that we did or not wait for the truth or not let it play out in the justice for criminal system? How dare you jump to conclusions? Not the first, not the last. Nothing that the Astros say. Nothing. Nothing that they say is going to make 1 ounce of difference in my mind. Seriously. Again, just because they say, well, the commissioner's report found nothing. Again, I will tell you, the commissioner's report, the commissioner's investigation, before they commissioned the Mitchell report in baseball, found no evidence, hardcore evidence, of needles and steroids being injected into Barry Bonds and Sammy Susser and Mike McGuire and Jose Canseco and countless others. Until the Mitchell report, until players got called out on Capitol Hill and forced to testify under oath, we couldn't prove anything because there was no testing, right? But that's what led to the testing ultimately, because the Baseball Players Union blocked it. Again, I go back to the Ray Rice situation. And I don't mean to keep bashing Ray Rice, but I mean, it is what it is. The NFL couldn't find what TMZ easily found. So just because something is not in a commissioner's report, it's absurd. It's absurd. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. There's also all sorts of pictures of Jose Altuve. My buddy JR has sent me a bunch of them from July of 2019, April of 2019, with shirtless, no tattoo. Now, maybe he got a tattoo, as I pointed out, to celebrate J.J. Watt, Bill O'Brien, and Houston Texans season in late August and September. Maybe. But Carlos Correa said, oh, no, no. Earlier in the year, his wife went to my wife and said, hey, I don't want you taking off my husband's jersey. Then, after all this time, when easily Jose Altuve could have said, look, guys, here, look, here's my chest. Let me show you my unfinished tattoo. It's hideous. It's awful. It was a mistake. I was drunk off my ass. My wife hates it. My kids hate it. My mom hates it. Here it is, guys. Look, this is why I didn't want my jersey off. Oh, no, 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 no. No, we're not going to say that. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to mention that. But Carlos Correa, we're supposed to just believe him. Because it's not in the commissioner's report. How dare you, Kurt Suzuki? How dare you, Cody Bellinger? Because it's not in the commissioner's report, and because we're supposed to believe that Jose Altuve, despite as much visual evidence as we can find, and again, all of it is circumstantial, doesn't have any sort of tattoo that he's trying to hide. And again, how do you explain the T-shirt thing and the lack of the T-shirt from the top of the ninth inning to the bottom of the ninth inning? Again, some of you might be tired of hearing about all this crap. One thing this country does, we forgive people all the time. Unless you commit murder or rape or something like that, and for that, obviously, we should not. But one thing we do not like in a country full of cheaters and liars and scandal is when people get indignant about defending themselves when they are clearly wrong, when they are already proven to be liars or cheaters or scandalous. And then when circumstantial evidence or tangible evidence doesn't add up or prove something wrong or proves maybe with a reasonable doubt, right? Because I think we could all say, well, there's a reasonable doubt. Maybe Jose Altuve got a tattoo in mid-September, right? To my knowledge, we don't have a picture of him shirtless in October. So maybe it's possible. But boy, is it weird that we have all of these pictures of Jose Altuve proudly showing his cut abs, his six-pack, no problems, without a tattoo, without a half a tattoo. And all of a sudden, we cooked up the tattoo story over the weekend. Oh, hey, you guys want to know what happened? Man, Jose, boy, I tell you what, I'd love to see Jose Altuve with that tattoo right now. I don't know if anybody's in the Houston Astros clubhouse. I know Tom Lavero is down there. He wrote a column in the Washington Times. We'll try and get to that. First, I wanted to get to this. On Friday, when I was filling in for Dukes, Chad Dukes, I started the, hey, Major League Baseball is going to have to get in front of this and how they are going to discipline players for being vigilantes and taking revenge out on these Houston Astros cheating players because baseball gave them immunity and refused to do anything about it was going to be a major, major problem, a major issue. Then Saturday afternoon, Dusty Baker comes out and says, you know what? I'm starting to hear about this. I really hope that Major League Baseball does something about this because guys are going to get hurt. And he's right. Guys are going to get hurt. All of a sudden, you start hearing a lot of chirping about this. I want to point out, nobody else was talking about this on Friday when I was right here on 106.7 The Fan, okay? Because I read all the coverage. Nobody else was talking about it that I saw. So now all of a sudden it's a big deal. Now Rob Manfred talked about it yesterday. Now Rob Manfred is going to issue a memorandum warning of strict discipline. So maybe it will be calmed down. But how in the world, when Jose Altuve or Carlos Correa or George Springer or Alex Bregman are up for, let's call it 550 at-bats over the upcoming regular season, right? 550 might be light, might be heavy, depending on, you know, health, player, injury, all that stuff. But let's just use 550 at-bats. And if they see, let's just call it on average, four pitches per at-bat, on average. And I have no idea if those numbers are accurate, right? But let's just use that as a rough guesstimate. So if you have 550 at-bats and roughly four pitches per at-bat, we're talking about what, kids? Join me, boys and girls. We're talking about well over 2,000 pitches, right? I think I'm right. I went to Buffalo State College. It's not exactly Harvard, not exactly Yale, but I think my math is roughly correct, right? I think so. Sean, you can confirm, yes, I believe. 550 at-bats, four pitches in at-bat. We're well over 2,000 pitches, right?
Right.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that I wasn't completely screwing this up. So how in the world are we supposed to judge if you say Bregman, just Bregman, Correa, Josh Reddick, and Altuve, just those four guys, and Springer, so five guys. We're talking about over 10,000 pitches over the course of a season. So we're going to, you're just five guys, not even anybody else. But those are the guys you know. And if we're averaging 550 at-bats, or, you know, using 550 at-bats and using an average of four pitches in at-bat, maybe that's high, maybe it's low, whatever. I don't care. If we're using roughly 2250 per guy, maybe as high as 2,500, 2,700, depending on how, maybe as low as 2,000, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just work with me here. If we're using these numbers roughly, we're talking about 10,000 pitches. Are we going to judge? Are we going to be under the microscope? Are we going to be arbitrarily deciding on every single one of those pitches that comes anywhere near the Astros? How are we going to do that? Are we going to use, well, that guy's got no history with the Astros. He wasn't burnt by them in the playoffs. He didn't have his career ruined. He likes them. He's got nothing against them. So because he buzzed Altuve on the shoulder, he's fine. He's good. What about when the Astros come to Washington on July 4th weekend and let's see. Will Harris, a former Astro teammate, says, you know what? I'm trying to establish the inside part of the plate here. Seventh inning, 2-2 game, Friday night, July 3rd. My team's battling for a playoff. I got to pound the ball inside on Bregman and Correa and Altuve. And one gets away. Is Will Harris getting ejected? Is Will Harris getting suspended? How are we going to arbitrate this? How? How do we judge this? How? I don't get it at all. I don't know how we're going to do this. I will tell you this. Watching an Astros game has taken on new meaning, right? Every game is going to be filled with memes and GIFs and clips and controversy and sorted questions on whether a guy was throwing at them or not. And they're going to feel like they're being attacked when sometimes a pitcher is just trying to do his job. And guys are going to, mark my words, guys are going to be ejected and guys are going to be suspended multiple times. And I might even say double-digit times this year when they don't even deserve it. Because the Astros now are striking back and saying, hey, you damn well better discipline these guys. You damn well better protect us. Otherwise, our guys are going to get hurt. Our guys are going to be maimed. Our guys are going to be crippled. This is the juxtaposition that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball and the Astros and opponents of the Astros now have to live every single pitch, every single game, home, road, April, June, September, October. Friend or foe, watch out for this. This is going to, in my opinion, hang over Major League Baseball and probably ruin Major League Baseball's 2020 season. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I do have to get to the SB Nation list of suggestions and ways that you might be able to better handle the Astros without throwing at them. It's kind of funny. It's kind of humorous. We'll wrap up this part of the conversation and the show. We'll get into some Redskins and some NFL next hour as well. I'm Chris Russell in for the Junks right here on a President's Day Monday along the way on The Fan and Radio.com. As an opposing pitcher, we're an opponent of the Astros. And listen, they use Ross Stripling of the Dodgers. I've heard that guy. I don't know if he's any good or not. He's okay, I'm sure. He indicated that he'd be tempted to throw at the Astros if he saw them this season, right? A lot of players are thinking about taking it, revenge into their own hands. And that is one way. Again, you don't want to do it necessarily against the Astros pitchers because they benefited to some indirect sort of way, but really it was the Astros hitters. So it can only be really opposing pitchers handing out this kind of vigilante justice. So SB Nation said, with that in mind, look, do not throw at anybody's head. It's dangerous enough. Don't throw at anybody's head. To which I would say and make absolutely clear, you should never, ever, 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 ever in a million years throw at anybody's head, period. I don't care how upset you are. But I also realize that, a mistake could happen, a ball could slip out, and your trajectory or your delivery or your location could just be wildly off, right? I get it. I understand it. My issue is not when opposing pitchers this year throw at people's heads for the Astros. What happens when they buzz them in the back or in the butt or in the knee or in the shoulder or in the rib cage? That's the issue. Are they trying to pitch inside and one got away a little bit? Feasible, could happen. Or are they trying to throw at them? That's the problem. So SB Nation comes up with this, hey, there are different ways and less dubious legal ways of showing your displeasure if you're an opposing pitcher. So I thought this was fun. Fill every square inch of the visiting clubhouse with trash cans when Houston is in town. Have banging noises play at random during Astros plate appearances. Have your pitchers doctor the baseball with some sort of transparent glue in order to increase the spin on their pitches, which will give them an advantage over Astros batters. Replace the Astros team logo on the Jumbotron with a trash can. How many, are there trash can songs or songs about trash that I'm not immediately aware of. How many times are we going to hear that being played over the public address system, maybe as the Astros are coming up to bat, or maybe during batting practice or something like that? If there are any good songs about trash or garbage cans that don't immediately come to my mind, please send those along as well. So continuing along in this piece, when you travel to Houston, secretly disassemble Minute Maid Park overnight. Okay. Leave manuals on how to give real apologies in their lockers. And then the other one says, buy Jose Altuve some platform shoes. This is pretty simple and pretty just straightforward. Win baseball games against them. Okay. Here's another one. Turn off the hot water in their showers. Find a way to add an asterisk, asterisk patches to Houston's uniform. Okay. Here's one that I can't say fully on the radio. Talk a lot of bleep on social media using the S word. That's it. I just wanted to pass those along because, you know, this is a very serious topic. And everybody wants a little revenge and accountability. I think I would just say in wrapping this up that every player, every team, every fan base has an absolute right to be furious. The Astros have a right to defend themselves, and nobody should discount that. Nobody should also say they know absolutely for sure that the Astros were cheating by using buzzers. We know they were cheating by using a sophisticated video relay system and trash cans and audio technology. We know that. I would also say this. Just because the commissioner's report doesn't say something doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Again, there are all sorts of documented and undocumented ways to bend and break rules in every sport across the board that teams are constantly trying to get an edge. And it's happened a lot in baseball. I mean, it's happened with the Astros even before this, right? When they're that Astros Cardinals scandal. I don't remember the details of that. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, one of the two organizations, I think it was the Cardinals to the Astros, they were doing something kind of nefarious. I forget all the details on that. I mean, the Yankees, Red Sox, and the Apple iPad watches the year in 2017. I mean, baseball teams and baseball players have tried to cheat forever. Have tried to gain an unfair, illegal advantage. Some of it is recognized as part of the game. Some of it is too far. Some of it is totally legit. You know, if you're standing on second and you can see inside the catcher's crouch and in his legs and you see he's, you know, flashing 2-2-2 and not decoding it and not using an indicator. And for those that aren't aware, like when you're giving signs, right, at third base for a third base coach or a catcher sometimes, they'll use an indicator, which means I'm going to give you a series of signs. I'm going to touch my head, touch my chest, touch my arm, touch my, rub my leg. And then when I, let's just use this, when I wipe my face, that's the indicator. You know the indicator. The next sign that I give after the indicator is the sign of the pitch that I want you to throw or the command that I want you to execute, whether it be a bunt, sacrifice, whatever. Take a pitch, depending on the circumstance. So you can try and decode that. That's part of baseball. That's part of sports. That's part of using your mental acumen. But to use video technology, to use trash cans, to use certainly buzzers, no. No. And whether or not the Astros want to admit it or not, just because the buzzers didn't reveal any evidence, and just because the commissioner's report didn't have it, does not mean it did not happen. Because, again, there are countless examples of people that have been sent to jail, people that have been convicted, people that have been accused, people that have been sentenced, people that have been punished, when you didn't have every bit of evidence, when lawyers, when commissioners, when sports leagues, when judges did not have every single bit of evidence that you'd ideally like to have. There's countless examples of it. And I used the Aaron Hernandez case earlier. Countless examples. All right. That's going to do it for the Astros talk on this particular radio program. We are going to get into the NFL and the Washington Redskins coming up next. They whacked four guys on Friday. Plus, Tom Brady could wind up in Sin City. What might that mean for Derek Carr? We'll examine coming up on the Sports Junkies. Final hour, I'm Chris Russell, in for the Junks on this President's Day Monday. Good to have you aboard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.